Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the Yud Aleph Nissan, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Kloim, Perik Chamishi, Mishnah Beis. Kerem Shehu Natua, Al Pochus Pochus Merbames. What happens if you have a vineyard where the rows are so close to each other that there's not even 4 amos between each row? Rabbi Shimon Omer Eina Kerem. He says that's not considered a vineyard. And if you wanted to sow next to one of those rows, on the outside of it, a perimeter, you'd only have to keep away 6 tfachim, like it was as if it were just a single vine, not the 4 amos that you normally have to do keep a distance from a kerem, from a vineyard. The Chacham say no, it is considered a kerem even though they're so close together, and you'd have to keep away from it 4 amos before you could sow any zroim, any other seeds. We view the middle rows as if they're not part of the vineyard, and the outer rows, therefore, would easily have 4 amos between them, and therefore they would join together to constitute a kerem. According to this, if indeed the vineyard was only 2 rows to start off with, and they're less than 4 amos between them, even the Chacham would agree that they're not a kerem, because there's no rows in between them, and that's they're too close together. Now, what's the reason for the Machalikas? Why does the Rav Chachamim say, well, we view the middle rows as if they're not there, and therefore you've got 4 amos between the outer rows? And Rabbi Shimon says, not. Bavli, the Gemara Bavli in Babasra explains the reason is as follows. Rabbi Shimon holds that a person would never plant vineyards with the intention of uprooting them afterwards. And therefore we say that if you planted them so close to each other, he's going to keep them that way. He plants them for a kerem. But since, when they're so close to each other, it's not called a kerem, well, it's not called a kerem. The Chacham, however, hold that a person would sometimes plant vines close together, even though he's going to pluck them out, the middle ones, in order to test, as a testing ground, to see if this ground is, which vines turn out well. And the ones that don't turn out well, he'll uproot it and use it for firewood. For that reason, we can view the middle ones as if they're not there. And if we view the middle ones as if they're not there, you've got 4 amos then between the outer ones, and that therefore you do have a kerem here. Mishnah Gimel. Chorit shehu over bekerem omek asara v'rochav arba. Imagine if you have a trench that's going through a vineyard, which has the dimensions of 10 tfachim in depth and 4 tfachim in width. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Eimer, im hoim ufulash marasha kervet seifer, he says that if this trench was going along the entire length of the vineyard in such a way that it splits the vineyard into 2 parts, so it's open-ended from the beginning to the end of the vineyard, harizeh nira kevein shnei kromim. We look at that trench as if it's between 2 separate vineyards. And therefore, v'zerem b'sechei, we say you're allowed to sow in it. It's considered its own territory, like a separate rishus. V'im lav, if it's not open-ended, if it doesn't go all the way along from one end of the vineyard to the other, or even if it does, but it doesn't have a depth of 10 tfachim, or a width of 4 tfachim, harioka gas, then it's like a gas. It's like a wine press. It's like a pit. It's like a pit where the wine goes into, where the halacha is, as we'll soon see, the Chacham hold, you're not allowed to sow inside it, because it becomes like part of the vineyard. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would agree in this particular case if the trench did not have these dimensions. The Hagas Shebekerem, now what happens if you actually have a pit in a vineyard? A boir, a pit in which you tread the grapes and it goes into wine. Amuka asoro, that's 10 tfachim deep, v'rochav arba, and 4 tfachim wide. Rabbi Eliezer says, zorim b'secha. He says, you'll add a sow inside it. It's considered a separate rishus. V'chachomim oisrim. Chom say, no, you can't. You can't sow inside this gas, inside this pit of wine, or in this pit, empty pit, because it's considered part of the kerem, part of the vineyard. Shomera shabakerem. What happens if you have a lookout area in a vineyard? So you have a hill that serves it's above the rest of the ground of the vineyard, and it serves as a lookout for the sentry, for the guardian, the person who's on security of this vineyard. And it's 10 tefachim high, this mound of earth, and 4 tefachim wide. Zorin b'socha, you're allowed to sow in it, even according to Chachamim. Why? Because since it's not in the airspace of the vineyard, it's raised 10 tefachim and 4 tefachim wide, therefore it's not like the gust, it's not like the pit that forms part of the vineyard where you can't sow it, according to the Chachamim. Here, even the Chachamim agree, it's a raised and elevated part of the ground. It is a separate rishus, looks like a separate territory, and you can sow another kind, other species in it. V'im hoyo sar kosesh, or seir kosesh. If, however, there was hair that was entangling above, now what does that mean, hair? It means if the ends of the vine branches were mixing and raised above that elevated part of the earth, of the vineyard, osur, then you can't sow in it, because the airspace of the kerem, the airspace of the vineyard, is effectively surrounding it, and it's considered part of the vineyard then.